Today, Kathy Boudin, Kathy Wilkerson, and I will read some poems from our new book, Sing a Battle Song, poems by women in the Weather Underground organization. We are happy to be able to read these poems, happy to be able to participate in the important celebrations of the coming week. March 8th, International Women's Day, is a day when people around the world celebrate the victories that women have won in the struggle for liberation, when sisters honor all women who are fighting, fighting to survive, fighting to live in dignity, fighting to change things. It is a day when we gather to reaffirm our commitment to the struggles that lie ahead. Without revolution, the destruction of imperialism, and the building of socialism, there will be no freedom for women. Without the full participation of women, there will be no revolution. March 6th is a very special day. It marks an ending and a beginning. This year, March 6th, is the fifth anniversary of the deaths of Diana Outen, Ted Gold, and Terry Robbins. These three comrades gave their lives to further the struggle for freedom. In the same week that they died, Ralph Featherstone and Che Payne, two black organizers and warriors, were also killed. All these comrades willingly worked, organized, and fought to build a movement capable of revolutionizing our land. Let's actively carry the spirit of these comrades into the present. Teach our children the lessons of commitment and courage, and fight with a sense of renewed urgency for the brighter day they lived for.
For Asada Shakur. Asada Shakur, formerly Joanne Chesmard, was captured by New Jersey State Troopers on May 2, 1973, and faces charges including murder, assault, and armed robbery. She says of herself, "I am a black revolutionary, and by definition, that makes me part of the Black Liberation Army." For Asada Shakur, June 1973. Underground is not the right word. It makes it seem too simple, as if there is an easy way to disappear, a place to go. Beneath the city streets, there is no safe passage. You moved among your people, a gentle wind, invisibly winding into their lives. Constrained a normal human response to daily injustice with an exhausting effort, a ballooning breath of anger caged inside, carefully choosing the moment of attack. And with muscles taut like the stretched skin of a drum, rode the subways between two businessmen studying your picture in the New York Times. Although we had never seen one another, I wondered how you liked to spend those moments when freedom meant you knew they didn't know. And during those last months when they hunted you hard, I was an invisible supporter working on another front, knowing of those tearing apart times when the days are like the flashes of a strobe light, and the earth turns with a racing rhythm running the gorilla through the changes of a normal lifetime in a single month. And when you were captured, sister, I wept for all of us. Riding the subways, autumn 1973. You, over there in the corner, standing against the door. Yes, I know, the bouncing is terrible, and it is impossible to talk. What I wanted to ask you, is someone at home, your husband, your teenage son, or a friend making dinner, getting things ready so you can just unlock the door, drop your packages, say hello, take a minute or two without rushing in the bathroom, and then slump down in the chair in front of your table. Never mind time clocks, never mind rush orders, never mind good manners. Ready to eat. Eat good, enjoy it, make a feast of it, and have fun while you do it, because you sure look tired now.
Winter 1974. I wonder about the tight-faced, work-worried women in cloth coats and curlers who collect in surly women crowds spitting hate in Birmingham or Boston. I worry about their sullen spite, collected in years of shabby schools and sometimes jobs, poisoned and prodded by habits, by fears, by landlords and leaders who revile them, provoked and pitted against their enemy's enemy. What turns class hatred inside out, freezes a longing for freedom into splintered cries of ice to pierce the heart of those black people who properly are allies? What is the bridge to you? Our struggle must reveal it.